It's the 7th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Figures provided by the Office for National Statistics show that employment levels for Bedford have increased. The data show that almost 400 more individuals have been employed in Bedford since November, for an overall employment total of just under 86,000 for the region. Employment levels have now returned to pre-pandemic levels. The number of people requiring unemployment assistance also has decreased. Although national wages, including bonuses, have risen by 4.2%, inflation is at 5.1%, leaving many with cost of living challenges. A new Bedford Pound Stretcher store will open in the old Poundword location at 6 to 10 All Hallows. Voucher giveaways will mark the grand opening, set for Friday, the 11th of February at 10 a.m. A man was stabbed three times by two men in the early hours of Friday morning. The incident occurred as a result of an altercation outside Hammersmith Gardens residence in Houghton Regis. Beds police are searching for two men, one black, about 5 foot six, the other white, about 6 foot tall. The victim was transported to a hospital and was in a stable condition. Lisa's Guinea Pig Hotel and Spa has rescued 28 guinea pigs so far from pet owners across the country. Following a request made on social media for vegetable scraps, Lisa found herself overwhelmed with donations. The Shillington guinea pig hobbyist hopes to retire soon in order to save even more pets. That's all from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.